faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents The Adventures of Superman. Today, the strange disappearance of editor Perry White has involved Jimmy Olsen and Boris Harchenko in what is now a fight for their very lives.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. Say, how's for blazing a new breakfast trail tomorrow morning with a peach roundup, a brand new super dish. It's this week's pet dish of the week, and it sure makes your appetite do nip-ups. Here's how you turn the trick. Place half a peach in your bowl, cover it with your regular serving of Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine cereal, and top with the other peach half, round side up. Add cool milk and sugar, and you've got your peach roundup, and you'll sure be riding high when you rope in that slick peach and Pep combination. When you dig down through the fruit to those crisp, tender flakes of Kellogg's Pep, are you in clover? Why, Pep is always a treat. Comes through with smacking good, toasty flavor every time. So sunny tasting, it makes you want to flash a grin right back at every luscious spoonful till your dish is clean empty of every last flake. And you know, these days especially, that's definitely the right angle. Because nowadays, you see, the cereal grains are being sent to give their swell nourishment to fellows and girls overseas. So remember, eat up every bit of Pep you pour into your dish. The right idea is eat all your Pep. Don't waste it.
Now, the adventures of Superman. A deep mystery involving all our friends on the Daily Planet came to light when publisher John J. Grayson appointed Homer Smith, a nasty, smug little man, to function as his personal representative on the paper. Bad feeling came to a head immediately when Smith ordered editor Perry White to reverse the planet's policy and to launch a vicious campaign against the World Peace Federation. Backed up by Clark Kent, Lois Lane, and Jim Olsen, the editor refused. And a few hours later, he disappeared after Jim saw him get into a cab. That night, Jim, accompanied by Boris Harchenko, giant foreman of the Planet Composing Room, was attacked and captured by the driver of the same cab that had spirited White away. As we continue now, Jim and Boris, bound hand and foot, are lying on the floor of a basement hideout, guarded by a group of tough-looking men. The leader of the gang, a man named Leo, approaches his prisoners, and as gun in hand, he makes ready to carry out his orders to destroy them. There is a knock at the door.
What the? See who's at the door, Nick. The rest of you guys over against the wall, fast.
This may be trouble for you, no?
Shut up! Nobody make a sound now. Okay, Nick, ask who it is.
Maybe it's the police, Boris, or Mr. Ken.
How do they know where we are?
There was a loose boy in the station wagon. I spotted ink from my thumb going through it. What are you doing?
Be quiet.
Says he's alone.
Okay, let him in. Then lock the door again.
For Pete's sake, Boris, what are you doing?
Shh, almost I got ropes off.
Hurry up. Close that door again.
Oh, holy smokes. What are you trying to do? Don't you know that?
Now I show you.
Careful, Boris.
I want to finish this.
No, Boris is going to finish.
Look out for you, big guy.
Like a man gone berserk, the giant Boris first smashes Leo to the floor with a chair, and the gunman's shots go wildly into the walls. Then, as the other men in the room leap toward him, Boris seizes one of them, hurls him at the others, and sends them all sprawling to their knees. Then, catching up the bound Jimmy, Boris leaps with him through an open door into a tiny bedroom and slams the door.
In 1 minute, Jim, I untie
lock
you.
Lock the door first.
No key. I push this dresser against the door. Like this. That hold them out for a couple of minutes.
Boris, you're terrific. But what do we do now?
First, I get the ropes off you, Jim. Then we go out.
We go out where, Boris?
Through window. Okay, ropes off.
Wait, through what window?
Through. Ivan Ivanovich is no window.
Oh, the door's coming off the hinges. Look.
And they got guns? This not look so good, Jim.
You're not kidding. If only the police in their radio car had seen the ink trail I left. I guess they didn't know they'd have been here by now.
How they see ink on street at night?
Oh, jeepers, I never thought of that. They couldn't see. Look for us. The door's off the hinges now. They'll tip over the dresser in a minute. We're through.
Straining desperately, Jimmy Olsen and Boris Harchenko, continuing their futile effort to hold the dresser and unhinged door in the path of the seven gunmen, feel themselves slowly forced back into the tiny windowless room, which has become a death trap. Meanwhile, Clark Kent and Inspector Henderson, having dropped Lois Lane at her apartment, are in the alley behind the newspaper club, where Sergeant Healy shows them a large limousine with the word taxi painted on the doors.
Take a look, Inspector. Mr. Kent. No taxi meter in this car.
No cab registration card. No hacky card.
Yeah, it's a phony cab, all right.
And it answers the description of the one Mr. White was abducted in yesterday.
That's what I thought, as soon as I saw it.
What's the story here, Healy?
Well, radio car 18 was cruising on Main Street when they heard a big fight in the alley.
Uh-huh.
They turned in, and the mugs heard him coming. One of them swung this phony cab around to block the alley.
Uh-huh.
And they all scrambled out the other end of the first street in the station wagon.
Did they get the license number of the station wagon?
Nah. They couldn't see on the big jalopy.
Did they get a look at any of the men, Healy?
Not clear. All they know, one of them was a big guy with a voice like a lion. Had an accent, they said.
A big guy with an accent?
Uh-huh. Was yelling at somebody named Jim or Jim.
Great Scott, that must have been Boris and Jim.
Huh? What's that, Kent?
I'm afraid Jim Olsen and Boris Harchenko are in trouble, Inspector.
Jim Olsen? Who's Boris Harchenko?
Boris is the Daily Planet printing room foreman. I told him to watch Jim Olsen's house tonight. I knew Jim was in danger because he saw the driver of this phony taxi, the one who abducted Perry White yesterday.
Oh, but...
Hey, wait, where are you going, Kent?
Just looking around. Jim may have dropped a... Uh-oh. Here, look at this.
What is it, Kent?
Ink stains. Green ink.
Ink? Oh, the blazes. Can you see ink in this?
Got a flashlight, Healy?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, but, Kent, I don't see how you can see...
Here, I just caught a trick gleam of light or something.
What do you want that light, Kent?
Right here at my feet, Healy. Yeah. There. See?
Why, George, it is green ink.
Sure is.
All right, now move your light further down in the same direction, Healy. Mm-hmm. No, this way. This way. Follow me.
I guess?
That's right. Come on, keep on. Mm-hmm. Come on. There, look.
More green ink stains.
What's it mean?
It means that Jim Olsen was here and that he was smart enough to leave a trail for us to follow.
How'd you figure that out, Kent?
I know Jim always uses green ink in his fountain pen. I'm sure Jim and Boris were here,
so... It adds up to me, Inspector.
But great Jupiter. Ink stains on a dirty pavement and at night?
It'd be mighty hard to follow.
We'll manage it. Healy, tell the boys in the prowl car to follow these tracks, and we'll follow them.
Yes, sir, but how?
Well, one of them will have to ride the bumper with a flashlight and direct the driver.
I get it.
Hey, Komarski, Jenny, the inspector's got a real job for you.
Well, I'll see you later, Inspector.
Hey, wait, aren't you going with us?
No, I'd only be in the way.
Oh, nonsense.
Besides, I want to check up on Lois.
All right, Inspector.
Coming.
Okay.
Suit yourself, Kent.
Following that ink trail is a job for Superman. Into this doorway and off with these clothes. My hunch is that Jim and Boris need me now. All right. There we are. All set. Now, up, up, and away!
Once more taking to the skyways, Superman streaks away to follow the faint trail of ink left by Jimmy Olsen. Will it lead all the way to the hideout? Will the Man of Steel arrive in time? We'll return in a moment to find out, so stand by. When I say that Kellogg's Pep is as terrific a breakfast dish as you'd ever want to taste, I mean it's terrific. Why, who could ask for more tender crispness, more sunny flavor? Pep is called the sunshine cereal, you know. It's chock full of keen, catchy flavor, cool and crisp and light. Keeps your spoon going right back for more. Yes, sir, Kellogg's Pep sure is on the beam when it comes to snappy eating. Looks good in your bowl, all delicate and golden. And does it taste good? Why, Pep is so super delicious that, well, it's practically irresistible. And Pep is good for you. Sure, your mom knows that. Gives you solid whole wheat nourishment and more. To sum it all up, gang, Kellogg's Pep is a grand cool treat any and every day come breakfast time. You can hardly wait to pitch in and finish off every toasted spoonful in your bowl. And that's the thing to do, you know, because, you see, the cereal grains have been picked out to help give good nourishment to fellows and girls overseas. Remember that when Mom brings Kellogg's Pep home from the grocer's. Polish off every bit of Pep you pour into your dish. Always make sure to eat all your Pep. Don't waste it.
Superman is following the faint trail of ink left by Jimmy Olsen, the cub reporter and Boris Archenko are facing death in the tiny windowless bedroom of the gang's basement hideout. Seven tough men, led by the man named Leo, have finally succeeded in crashing through the door and overturning the dresser which had been blocking it. Now Leo stands in the doorway, gun in hand, facing Jimmy and the giant Boris.
I told you, Pumps, you couldn't get away, so now you're going to get it.
No, wait.
The big palooka crowned me with that chair, so he gets it first. So long, big boy.
I'll take that gun, I said, and you take this.
Superman, Boris, look, it's Superman.
Ah, it's my friend Superman. Me and him will fix this fellas.
Nice going, Boris. Now, what'll I do with you? I know, just wrap your two heads together like this. Guaranteed to keep you out of it.
That'll play, Superman. Look out, Boris.
This face I don't like, so I fix it this way.
Wow, what a haymaker.
Your two heads will look well together, too, like this.
Somebody maybe like
there we are.
Fight around here. Is party all over, too bad.
You all right, Jim?
Yeah, thanks to you, Superman. If you'd showed up just 1 second later, though, it would have been too bad.
A sure thing. No more fighting these fellas. Look this one, Leo. Look, he tried to stand up.
Keep that wild man away from me.
Let him alone, Boris. I want him to talk. All right, tough guy, talk. Where's Perry White?
I never heard of no Perry White.
Don't lie.
I ain't lying honest. We just worked for Joe Barton.
Who's Joe Barton?
Well, he's the guy who drove away with Mr. White in that phony cab yesterday.
Well, he's the one I want. Where is he? All right, you, talk, and talk fast. Where's Joe Barton?
In the Miller Hotel on Morton Street. But don't tell him I tipped you off. He'll kill me.
Maybe the state will save him that job.
Hey, listen, sirens.
Good. Must be Inspector Henderson following your green ink trail, Jim. That was pretty clever of you.
Hey, Jimmy's smart boy, Superman.
Oh, cut it out.
Boris, you turn these chaps over to Henderson while Jim and I hop across town to the Miller Hotel and pick up Joe Barton, okay?
Okay.
Ready, Jim?
Am I, and how?
Well, let's go.
Leaving Boris to turn the gunman over to Inspector Henderson, Superman catches up Jimmy and streaks away to the Morton Hotel. Will they find Joe Barton? Will he lead them to Perry White? Where is the gray-haired editor? And is Superman correct in believing that a gigantic plot against the World Peace Federation is in progress? Tomorrow's episode is packed with excitement, thrills, and mystery, gang. So don't miss it. Tune in, same time, same station. And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep. For excitement, The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Say, gang, here's a winner in your list of famous names. It's Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals. Kellogg, as in Kellogg shredded wheat. What a treat for breakfast. Plump, tender biscuits of whole wheat, toasted just right. Full of natural, nut-sweet flavor, too. And are they crisp? And here's what else you get in Kellogg shredded wheat. Grand whole wheat nutrition. Biscuits made to fit the bowl. And 15 biscuits in every package. Tell Mom you'd like Kellogg's shredded wheat. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.